USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
State senators in Indiana approve a near-total ban on abortion by a single vote in a rare Saturday session. The bill would prohibit the procedure unless rape or incest is involved if the pregnancy is less than 8 weeks post-fertilization, 12 weeks for someone younger than 16 years old. In either situation, a notarized affidavit attesting to the attack would be required. The legislation now moves to the State House for public testimony and possible amendments. President Biden back in isolation after testing positive again for COVID-19. There have been no reemergence of symptoms, and the president is doing quite well, says White House physician Kevin O'Connor, who adds there is no reason to reinitiate treatment at this time. Upcoming trips out of Washington have been canceled. July turned out to be the best month for Wall Street since November 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
New York City declaring monkeypox a public health emergency a day after New York State declared a disaster emergency over the outbreak. The Big Apple, the epicenter of the outbreak in the U.S., is getting 80,000 doses of the vaccine to deal with monkeypox. The U.S. has more than 4,600 cases of monkeypox. About a third of them are in New York State. The Biden administration is thinking about declaring monkeypox a federal health emergency. More than 50 Ukrainian prisoners of war were killed and another 75 were wounded in an attack in a separatist-controlled area of eastern Ukraine. Ukraine and Russia are blaming each other for the deaths of the POWs. According to Ukrainian officials, the Kremlin launched nighttime attacks. The International Red Cross is asked to visit the prison to ensure that the wounded had proper treatment. The $1.3 billion Mega Millions jackpot will not be going to me. It will, however, go to whoever bought a ticket at a Speedway in Des Plaines, Illinois. You are listening to USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has been sending buses of migrants from his state to the nation's capital to make a point about the Biden administration's immigration policies. More than 3 months and more than 5,100 migrants later, local officials in the nation's capital say things are at a tipping point.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has asked the D.C. National Guard to be activated indefinitely. Bowser's request comes as more than 150 buses from Arizona and Texas have brought more than 5,000 migrants to Washington, D.C. in the past 3 months.
We think they're largely asylum seekers who are going to final destinations that are not Washington, D.C., but I fear that they're being tricked into nationwide bus trips when their final destinations are places all over the United States of America.
Bowser's request has so far gone unanswered, according to reports. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Larry Arn, the president of Hillsdale College in Michigan, said he would launch 50 charter schools after Tennessee Governor Bill Lee called for 100 of them to open in his state. But the future of those schools are now in the air after Arn said to an audience that included Lee that teachers are, quote, trained in the dumbest parts of the dumbest colleges. Lee, an advocate for charter schools and school vouchers, has since distanced himself from Arn. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.